Well, it is good to see so many of you here this morning on this Remembrance Sunday. And we're here for a variety of reasons, but perhaps the primary reason is to remember. And I need a little bit of help here. I just need two people, two volunteers. One, two. Or even three. Come on then. I will need three later on, so that's okay. Now, I want you to hold this out. Come on, young lady, you go that end. You two, help each other. Hold that out. Excellent. Okay, so, today is a day to remember. We look back and we remember the conflicts over our lifetimes and even longer than that. Remembrance Sunday started because we wanted to remember the end of, we wanted to remember the wars, those who'd fallen in the wars, and want to pray that wars will cease. Now, some people are not happy about Remembrance Sunday, feeling perhaps that wearing a poppy and all of that is glamorising war in some way. Nobody would want to glamorise war. War is one of the worst things that can happen. But I think, and I personally, if I'm honest, struggle with this. I think that sometimes wars are an inevitable consequence of man's intransience. Sometimes people will just not change. What could we have done in 1939? What could we have done but seek to stand against Hitler? I think it may well have been a just war. There are just wars. We read in the Bible of war. The reason wars happen is because somehow evil has to be dealt with. So today is when we remember those who've fallen in war. War happens at all sorts of levels, doesn't it? Of fighting and conflict. You don't want me standing in front of these young ladies, sorry about that. We don't want war. We don't want conflict. But it happens. It happened between Germany and her allies and England and her allies. It happens or happened in Libya between the different factions there. It happens on our streets. It happens in our homes. There is conflict behind the doors in our streets. Husband against wife. Parent against child. It happens. It happens in our churches. It happens between our churches. We live amongst conflict. What a sad world we live in. And we remember those who have suffered to try and bring peace. That's why we're here today. But there's something else that we do. And I want to show you something. Okay, now this is where we really do need all three of you. Because what we're going to do now is this. So, young lady. Yeah, you hold this end. Okay, hold it. That's it. Okay, move apart a little bit. Let them see what we've done. Okay, what have I done? Can you hold it up. High. Come on, not too difficult. What we got there? Two words. Two. Okay, we got member and re. Okay, you think, what's all that about? What we want to do is not just remember, we want to remember. We live in a world, in homes, in a church that has been dismembered, that has been broken. Our world is a broken world. Our prayer and our duty is to remember, to put it back together. That is God's plan. That is God's will. That we put things back together. to remember. Now I want to give you a little bit of an illustration here, and I think if you two move over there a little bit, that would be very helpful. Here, you keep going, girls, keep going. In fact, that's it. Norma will sort you out. She's very good at sorting people out. She sorts me out. Right, here is my little visual aid. I know I'm a bit into bikes, forgive me. Okay, what have we got here? Frame. Wheels. Handlebars. Chain wheel. Very good. Well done. Good girl. You've gone up in my estimation. Easy one. Pedal. Pedal. Tire. Another wheel. Another tire. Another pedal. Okay. What we have here is a bit of a dismembered bike. A dismembered bike. Now, one of the things that I wouldn't go as far as say good at, that would be an exaggeration. One of the things that I quite like doing is remembering bikes. Putting them back together. It's something I enjoy doing. Something I've been doing. First bike, I was 11. 50 odd years ago. Still got it. Okay? Wonderful Rally Lenton, for those of you that have got long memories. Great bike, still on the road. I love putting things back together. Remembering them. And in true Blue Peter fashion, because to be honest, I haven't got all the bits, haven't got time, but in true Blue Peter fashion, here is one I did earlier. No, I have to be absolutely honest. That is a lie. But I could have done one I brought earlier. Okay. It's about putting things back together. Remembering. That's God's purpose. He wants to remember. Now, we're going to think a little bit now. What does that mean? For you, for me, for our church. How is God going to remember, bring back things where there is division? Let me just share a word or two with you. First of all, we need to ask the question, where do divisions come from? Raj, can you come and read verse 1? Of James, chapter 4.
Where do all the fights and quarrels among you come from? They come from your desires for pleasure, which are constantly fighting within you.
Where do our problems come from? They're not from outside. The problems in my family, in my household, are to do with what's going on in here. Why do I quarrel with Mary? Why do I fall out with my children? It's to do with what's in here, what's in my heart. That's where quarrels and fights come from. Why are you at odds with somebody? Because of selfish ambition, as that passage goes on. Why do I squabble? Because I'm concerned about me, my interests, what I think is right. It's from within. What's God's plan to mend things? How is he going to do that? Raj, again, if you could read verses 6 to 10.
But the grace that God gives is even stronger. As the scripture says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So then, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will run away from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you hypocrites. Be sorrowful, cry and weep. Change your laughter into crying, your joy into gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up.
How do we solve the problem? What do? Submit yourself to God. Humble yourself. Come near to God. Purify your hearts. Be sorrowful. Cry and weep. Humble yourself before the Lord. He will lift you up. That's how things get put right. When you fall out with somebody in your home, in your family, within the church, how do we put it right? We submit ourselves to God. We humble ourselves. We say, I have got it wrong. Believe me, I have got it wrong. We have got troubles within the church. I am partly to blame. I have got it wrong. When I fall out with Mary, you'd probably say, I know you've got it wrong, Bill, because she never makes a mistake in her life. No, it's not true. but you know I've got it wrong. That is a human condition. That is the condition of you and me. We get it wrong. We need to submit ourselves to God, humble ourselves and say, I've got it wrong, I am sorry. That is what we need to do. You need to do that in your family. I need to do it in my family. You need to do it with your neighbour. I need to do it with my neighbour. Whoever it is that I'm at odds with. Within the church, we need to say, we're sorry. I'm sorry. We got it wrong. How else does God remember? That's the way he does it. As we submit ourselves in humility. The writer said, purify your hearts, you hypocrites. Be sorrowful. Cry and weep. Change your laughter into crying, your joy into gloom. Now that's a bit sad, but actually, come on, these things are serious. We do need to cry and weep. We need to lament where there is division. We need to say, Lord, I'm part of this. Deal with me. I come before you in sorrow. As we do that, verse 10, humble yourselves before the Lord and he will lift us up. That's what the result will be of us humbling ourselves before God. Things don't get resolved through a lot of arguments. They get resolved through us humbling ourselves before God. That's his word, I believe, for us today. Thank you very much, girls, for your help. We're going to pray. I'm going to pray a sort of spoken prayer. Thank you very much. And then we're going to sing a song, which is very much a prayer as well. So let me pray, and then we're going to sing a prayer that God's Spirit would touch us anew. Let's all make that a personal prayer. Lord God, thank you that you are in the business of remembering, of bringing people together, of healing division. Lord, we live in such a broken world, but that's not your purpose. You came to reconcile mankind to yourself, to reconcile man to man, woman to woman, man to woman, boy to girl, girl to parent. Lord, that's your purpose. That's what we cry for, Lord. And Lord, sometimes it's us, me, that's got in the way of that. Forgive us, Lord. We do cry to you in penitence. We're sorry, Lord, for what has happened in any different situation, Lord, here in church, in our families. We are sorry. It grieves you, Lord. It grieves us. Pour your Spirit out afresh. Help us to come to you humbly on our knees and seek your forgiveness and your healing. And Lord, may your Spirit fill us anew, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's sing the song.